Former U.S. Senator Kay Hagan died yesterday at the age of 66. Hagan was the second woman ever elected to represent North Carolina in the U.S. Senate. Rusty Jacobs has this remembrance.
Hagan's victory in 2008 came at the expense of North Carolina's first woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate. She unseated Elizabeth Dole in a good year for Democrats. It was the same year Barack Obama was elected president and the year Bev Perdue became North Carolina's first female governor. Hagan wasn't a political newcomer, having served for 10 years in the state Senate, many of them while fellow Democrat Mike Easley served as governor.
Everybody saw her as a lady first. And it wasn't until a little later on you realize what a shrewd politician she could be.
Easley said Hagan was on the state Senate's Appropriations Committee and used her position to help fund programs like North Carolina's More at Four, a pre-K initiative. He recalled a gathering of legislative leaders at the governor's mansion and the way she dealt with an older male colleague who opposed the program.
Kay jumped up, put her hands on her hips, and walked over and got in his face and told him, up one side and down the other. And it was pretty funny to watch her back those men down, and they all left there supporting it, and we got pre-K for the first time.
Hagan drew praise from Republicans, too. The North Carolina General Assembly's Senate Majority Leader, Phil Berger, addressed reporters yesterday at the legislature after news of Hagan's death. Berger said her passing hit close to home. He's 67 and served alongside Hagan from the time he first arrived at the legislature in 2000 until she went to Washington.
Notwithstanding the fact that we, different parties, had philosophical disagreements, always had a warm and a friendly relationship with her.
While Hagan's 2008 victory was helped by a Democratic wave following the end of Republican President George W. Bush's tumultuous two terms, she narrowly lost her 2014 re-election bid to Republican Tom Tillis, swept out by a GOP midterm wave. In 2016, Hagan contracted a rare tick-borne form of encephalitis and her condition deteriorated. Still, her death came somewhat unexpectedly, the day after she attended a campaign event for Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Hagan is survived by her husband Chip and their three children. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.